I'm going to look for a little while here at Romans 8. As I said, this is the chapter that Paul has been preparing us for since the beginning of the letter. And one of the things that is here is a message of hope. And Paul gives four bases for this hope. Now, I only have this because I forgot to bring down my own. I only have this translation, which is not very good, but we'll do what we can. So there are four foundations for hope in here. The first one is the one we just looked at. You see, if you look, you can tell that creation is not satisfied. It's incomplete. It's going somewhere. And that's the first sign of hope. God has plans for this universe. That if you look, we have little intimations of it. There's winter, then there's spring, you know, there's... But this... So... whoops. See, the outlook of the unspiritual man. See, that's the drive of the flesh. I don't know how more. They get quite a wild translation. It is not subject to the law of God, and indeed it cannot be. So then, after that witness of the Spirit, you see, it goes on to say, we ourselves have the Spirit, and yet we groan, because we know there's more. This is not all that we were ever made for, to live, you know, try our best, get sick, die, and no, there's more. And that more is the foundation for our hope, you see. And finally, the last one is the witness of the Holy Spirit in prayer. The Holy Spirit comes to our aid. We don't know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit comes to our aid and prays within us with ineffable groanings. Reflection of that is the prayer of tongues, but it's deeper than that. So if you look at this in a this is not always a bad translation, but today it's so free, it's hard to get to the point of these four things. Everybody looks out in the universe and says, you know, this, it's not finished. It's going somewhere. It can't be like this. It's like this because of sin. But when the whole realm of sin is conquered and swallowed up in resurrection, then that's what we instinctively know. And then we ourselves, there are these intimations, you see. And finally, the prayer of the Spirit of God in us. That's why it's very valuable to really pray and take time to, with the scriptures in front of you, yield to the work of the Spirit and get that confidence that the Holy Spirit dwells in you. And that's the drive moving us toward a solution to everything that's going wrong. So those are the four signs of hope that are in this first part of chapter 8. Then you see this, the prayer of the Holy Spirit in us. For we don't know what to pray for as we are. We don't know what to pray for. We don't know how to pray. The Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness. The Spirit prays in us with unutterable groanings. And he who reads the heart sees the Spirit's prayer and acknowledges it. That's the Father. Now that's normal Christian life. I mean, the mystics know it better than we do, but that's normal Christian life. The presence of the Spirit and the incompleteness of this universe argues to a completion. Otherwise, we wouldn't even know it's incomplete. Oh, this is the way it is. This is not the way it is. Volcanoes and storms and death and no. All of that got into this world through sin. And when God finally completes the work of the passion by giving the universe back its dignity, you see, and we with it. It's a very important passage. And when you go home, you know, just take your Bible out and mark them. Here are the four bases of hope.